It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that mother. Knowing that that's someone out there is willing to forgo personal desire and comfort, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, we'll always have that person out there. It may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life when you think about that person, you make sure they put a name and a face to it. If you make sure that name and face is yours, you do the haunting. Get in somebody's head. Own space. In all times when you want to quit, because we're all human, you make sure you remember one thing. All those times, hours, days, you sacrifice to be the best. Stay hard.
At the end of the day, you've got to feel some way. So why not feel unbeatable? Why not feel untouchable? Why not feel like the best to ever do it?
So I had this conversation with this guy the other day, and he was making a lot of good points, it seemed. He was saying that you don't need to get up early in the morning, and that working out early in the morning isn't that big of a deal, and it's better to do it later in the day. And, you know, I said, well, what if something comes up and I miss the workout that day? And he's like, told me that it's not that. It's nothing major. You don't need to worry about it. And he cited some scientific sources and whatnot. The guy was making a lot of good points, and I was almost going to listen to him, but then I realized the guy that I was talking with was myself, and he was a liar. Don't let your weak voice run things. Step up, do what you got to do. Have a good Monday, y'all. Go get some out.
You are not going to get anywhere in this world. You're not going to get anywhere financially, spiritually, socially, or otherwise until you get to that point where you don't give a damn about what other people think about you.
The hardest things
are usually the best.
If it's easy,
leave it to somebody else.
You want to be great? You need to sacrifice. The more painful the sacrifice, the greater you'll be.
I sacrifice everything what I have. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat, and that's it.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
What do you want to give up? What do you want to sacrifice?
It's necessary to know that everybody won't see it, that everybody won't join you, that everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. That you are an uncommon breed. You know, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. That's necessary.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice. Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Can you read the quote once more?
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. we fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
This quote hit me in my chest. Usain Bolt said, "I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds."
The world record's gone!
And people give up when they don't see results in 2 months.
I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams. And I want to share something with you that has changed my life. I started out, as was indicated by Jack, it's very humble beginnings. I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know, that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible.
So there's a lot of pockets of weakness nowadays, and we try to fill those pockets with lies. I did it for many years. So I'm out here in Colorado for a conference. And I go to the gym, and this trainer calls me over to talk to this group of people he's training. He says, "Hey, man, what are you doing out here?" So I tell him. He says, "What kind of workouts are you doing?" I said, "Well, one workout I'm doing is I'm climbing up this mountain, 3,000 feet in 3 miles. Because I do that every day." So the next day, I'm out looking for him. Didn't see him. A couple days later, looking for him. Didn't see him. So here I am on the mountain again, climbing it. And there's a gondola that takes you up, takes you down. I'm going up it. I see a gondola. I'm about 5 minutes from the top. I look up at the gondola. I see him, face pressed up against the window, looking at me, her eyes meet. It's called the look. When you take a motherfucker's soul, don't talk about it. Be about it. Practice what you preach. Stay hard.
For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Don't stop! Don't stop! Don't stop running toward your dream!
As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you're a failure, if you think you're a loser, if you think you are designed to live in a cubicle, then that will be the reality of your life. But if you realize that you can be whatever you want to be, and nothing's holding you back, and nothing's stopping you except you, the game begins.
Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself. You need to show people that you can do it.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I got God on my side.
If you're the dude that complains and adopts his victim mindset, but you don't do anything about it, then you deserve the suffering that you're experiencing. You cannot complain about things. Complaining about things, all it does is it's like throwing oxygen on fire. To complain and be unhappy and not do anything about it is stupid. It is being a victim. And I know you, my friend, are not a victim.
More people should be hard on themselves. We go around bubble wrapping ourselves, right? We leave the training wheels on for too long. Like, be hard on yourself. Take the bubble wrap off. Take the training wheels off.
When a man does not stick to the things that he says he's going to do, like you got a business idea and then you launch it, and before you start making money and it starts getting traction, you just let it go and idea fairy comes and you go on to the next thing. That's stupid, bro. You're creating a pattern and a habit. Each time you start something and you don't finish it, one, you're losing credibility with yourself. You're losing your own reputation. You lose reputation with yourself and others. People go, wow, that guy has a failure to launch every time. He starts something, he tells everyone he's got a new idea, he's about to make this change, he's about to lose weight, he's about to improve his marriage, he's about to stop drinking, he's about to start making money, he's about to impact the world, and then you stop. You stop before the thing happens. If something has the ability to be successful, but I just stop it and I don't stick with it because it's hard, because it's difficult, because the going got tough, all of life comes with its sets of adversities and setbacks and speed bumps. That is how life tests you to see if you are worthy of happiness, of success, of financial freedom, of abundance, of love.
But really what it's all about is just getting your shit together and moving. Just go do something. Just doing it. Just doing it makes you do more. Like, do more hard shit makes you do more hard shit.
Yeah.
Understand that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do. It's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done. That's what I feel like is missing from a lot of people that are getting into motivational this, motivational that. They ain't doing shit. You got to go do something. That's the number one thing. Right? It's fucking action. Take action.
I feel if God or whoever the superpower is put some gift in all of us, we're doing that superpower a disservice if when we die we haven't reached that full potential. Number two, what kind of fucking example am I leaving for my kids, right? Dad chose to take the easy path every time instead of the hard path. That's what I did when I was younger and I was involved in helicopter chases with the cops. No longer do I want to take the easy path. I'll always take the hardest path and it becomes the best path.
Somewhere deep inside, you know what kind of person you were designed to be. If you want to produce great acorns, think like an oak, not like an acorn. Think like the person you intend to become. Like the Christian question, what would Jesus do? Ask yourself, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do?
The man who is settling into a profession and not pursuing their life's work is a man who is slowly committing suicide.
I believe we all are raised as fighter jets. Just we get neutered by parents, by grandparents, because of the fucking filters they had and viewed life through. The experiences they had, teachers who go, you don't want to disappoint yourself, just go to college, go get a good job, go to college. Don't go to college. Today, don't go to college. It's the worst thing you can do, unless you're going to be a doctor or an attorney or an accountant or, you know, some kind of an architect. Don't go to college. You can do a lot more in life without going to college. And so again, teachers, professors will end up neutering us. And when they take that fighter jet, that hunger, the claws and fangs, they fucking defang us. All right, so now we're crop dusters. Well, I don't want to take too many risks. I just want to live a good life and they want to be average and mediocre. That's the crop duster. Yet everyone inside has this hunger. See, the fighter jet didn't go away. It's just been suppressed. You've been neutered.
I can tell you this right now. If you're like, man, why do people not want to hang out with me? Why do people kind of distance themselves from me? If you're that low tone, low energy, complainer, victim mindset dude that's just kind of every time people go, hey man, how's it going? You're like, oh, you know, hanging in there. You're the hanging in there guy. Hey, how's it going, bro? Hanging in. Think about that little saying. Everybody adopts that fucking saying, but hanging in there? I just picture someone off a cliff, white knuckling, holding on, just hanging in there, man. I'm just hanging. Life is not meant to be hung in there. Life is meant to be experienced. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Life is meant to be challenged. Life is meant to have suffering and adversity. But all of life should not be suffering and adversity. There is joy and fulfillment and significance in life. And if you don't have it, if you're just hanging in there, what the fuck are you doing, man?
There's this hunger that everyone has, and it's always neutered by family, by teachers, by culture. And I believe you wouldn't be put on this planet if you didn't have this hunger. You have to go through the suffering. You have to be hungry enough to deal with the pain and come out the other side with some scars, because scar tissue is infinitely more resilient than regular tissue. But again, it goes back to most people feel like, yeah, I think there's something great in me, but I don't want to explore it. I want to play it safe. I'm going to stay bubble wrapped. I don't want to risk it. But we wouldn't be put on this planet if we didn't have this greater thing to accomplish. Whatever your purpose is, you've got to develop it. You've got to develop it. But you wouldn't be put on this planet if you didn't have it. I'm convinced of that.
Ask yourself every day, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do?
Maybe I should just quit and go back to making noodles.
Quit, don't quit. Noodles, don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that. Our glory comes from our faults. Accomplishing what we accomplish in spite of our faults. And without the faults, there is no glory, because there's no victory.
Look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. See, you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be, a dog. A little grind ain't never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it. If you go through that fire, you're gonna come out real cold. That's what we want.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. These niggas ain't cut like you, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy, I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, I'm going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
These challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in, line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
If you place your dreams in front of the crowd, you risk ridicule. If you go forward in the face of overwhelming odds, you risk failure. But risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, love, change, feel, or grow. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
You have decided to settle, and you're so comfortable in your skin.
You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. And that means you got to stop thinking about it. And stop dreaming about it. And stop researching every aspect of it. And reading all about it. And debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it. Take that first step. And make it happen. And get after it. And get after it here and now.
You know better. But you're not doing better. You know better, but you're not doing better. That's some scary shit.
I don't think people are happy if they don't have puzzles and complex tasks. Doing things that are difficult is as much of a nourishment of the mind as food is a nourishment of the body. I think you need things that are puzzling to you, where you have to find your own human potential in the difficulty of the task and work your way through things.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym. The people that have no problem showing up to the gym are the people that want to be there. And no amount of Rocky Balboa fucking movies are going to get you to that place.
If you're alive, you can get better.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. If you're alive, you can shift things.
I know better, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better. Or I know better, but I'm not willing to do better. Your pride and your ego is out of control. Your pride and your ego has been killing your career growth. Your pride and your ego and your attitude has compromised the altitude of your career. I'll say it again. Your attitude has compromised the altitude of your career. Your shit could be on another level. You know,
it's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sail good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Better, but you're deciding to not do better. You are a lazy, unprofessional, mean attitude having. And yet, when things are not happening good for you, when things are not coming your way, when things are not happening as fast as you want them to happen, you blame everybody else and what they're doing and saying, and you completely disown everything that you're doing to contribute to your career not going to another level. You know better, but you don't want to do better. This is uncomfortable, but I'm telling y'all the truth.
People go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, I mean, let's say you're God, and we have a big long line of people, and I made it to heaven. 75 years old, I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now, and you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this shit. And God goes, "Hey, you say read this, man." And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School. Motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you. You'll be the happiest you've ever been, and you'll make the most money you ever made. I dare you to try.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. This failure, this upset, this
this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head.
We're not men because we face the battle and we get immediately victory every time a battle comes up. We're men because we face the battle and we stay in the battle when we feel like we're losing and we feel like we're getting beat up. But we stay in there and we keep fighting and we plant our feet and we say, until death do I part, this is me and I will fight this battle regardless of what the battle is.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. Failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. You got people like Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination.
You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing.
What do you do about it? You cry about it, you mope about it, you drink about it, you sleep around about it, you get mad and get in fights about it. There's no combatant, true combatant, that has never gotten to the point where there's nothing left. When there's no physical strength left. When there's no energy left. When there's no speed left. When there's no joy left in that fight. All they have left is the will to get back up again. They get up. They fight like hell. We all do. All real men do. So I'm not getting on him, blowing him the ear, and patting you on the bottom and telling you that everything's going to be okay. I'm telling you, quit moping. Quit whining. And get up and keep going. The bell will ring on this particular fight that you're in, whatever it may be. The bell will ring and that fight will be over. None of them lasts forever. None of them lasts forever. But take pride in the fact that you're one of the chosen few who's been picked to stand in the doorway and take the beating so the loved ones behind you don't have to. Smile in the middle of that fight. Smile through those bruises. Smile through that swollen face. Smile through the blood. And when you don't have another smile, you just keep standing in that doorway. You keep taking the blows and you keep fighting back until that one ends. And then sit down with some dignity. Sit down with some self-respect. Rest. Recover. And face the next one with the quiet dignity and the earned pride that only the warrior who keeps fighting has any right to. And no, you're not the only one. All right? All of us are going through it. All of us fight the fight.
I like to see people do well. I've been around a while. I know what it takes to do what you do. And I know that things don't just happen. It's not just luck that you have. You know, you have to create that luck. You have to will it into existence. And I want you to know that I am always rooting for you. I'm rooting for all of you.
Hey, look, guys, this game is all about what we do. It's all about us, just like it's been all year long. All right, so you've got to focus and not get the external factors have any factor on how you focus in this game. You want to focus on the things that have made us good all year long, which is discipline to execute and do your job, like with relentless effort and toughness for 60 minutes in the game, no matter what the circumstance in the game is, and an intensity that they can't match. Now, you guys talk about respect all the time. My Kirby says we ain't what we used to be. Well, by God, I want to prove something different. I don't want to see a smile on that face after the game. And the other thing is the ultimate disrespect is when somebody takes what's yours. And this is our game. So I make this shit personal. So let's stop me denying what we want. Let's go and land the temple for 60 minutes.
This is just life. It's just life. And so we keep living life with perseverance and dignity. And eventually you'll win. If for no other reason, because you outlasted the adversary on the other side.
I thought, what a great belief system that when all hell's breaking loose and nothing's working, that you're only 1 millimeter off. Because most people think it's impossible, so they give up. Isn't that true? You're in this state of certainty, and all hell's breaking loose in your life. People can't figure out to go, move, I'll handle it. People go, he's so lucky, he's so confident. No, here's what I've created for my life and anyone I know succeeding. Well, let me tell you something. How many of you have things where you want to go achieve them and this part of you voice goes, oh, it's not going to happen or forget it? How many got a voice that sometimes interrupts that good pattern? Say, ah! And what you want to do is train a new one.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I am. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one, and then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
It gets easier.
Huh?
Every day it gets a little easier.
Yeah?
But you gotta do it every day. That's the hard part. But it does get easier.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
It's really good to be idealistic, but be prepared to be misunderstood. Anyone working on a big vision is going to get called crazy, even if you end up right. Anyone taking on a complex problem is going to get blamed for not fully understanding it, even though it's impossible to know everything up front. Anyone taking initiative will always get criticized for moving too fast, because there's always someone who wants to slow you down. In our society, we often don't take on big things because we're so afraid of making mistakes that we ignore all the things wrong today if we do nothing.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision.
It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works. A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this was crazy. He always figured this thing was the thing to do, and he's stuck by that shit.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved when your feelings about that kind of shit, and let me say, that kind of shit, so for those soft people who may be listening to this, I'm not talking about your family and all that shit. I'm talking about the grind. The grind. Your feelings have to go away.
When things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff. And that was what I was able to do. I swear to God, sitting in the traffic and all, I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes the that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more. You know what I mean? Because that is harder to do when you're in the struggle to visualize these things.
Your dream is possible. Your dream is possible.
Never let success get to your head, and never let your failures get to your heart. It's all about keeping a balance and moving forward. It's tough, you know, when you lose sometimes, you know, it feels like it rips away a part of you. But for me, as I said, I'm never going to switch up and change on anyone. I'm still the same me, still ambitious. And I'm still going to walk my head held high like a champion, because I'm a champion at heart.
Most people have done all that they're ever going to do. They raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning. And here's what I will share with you. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
I feel like no matter how much you think you know, there's always room to grow, there's always room to learn, there's always room for improvement. You know, don't ever think you know it all, because life sometimes will humble you in a blink just like that, you know. And, you know, life will continuously teach you lessons as you age. That's why the older you get, the wiser you become. And the more experience you have in life, you don't feel the need to brag about anything else.
It's very important, as you hold on to that dream, there are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times that are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say, I'm having a bad day. Say, I'm having a character building day. That is you. That is you. That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that. But in order to become successful, you've got to make it your personal business to do it.
Courage to do a lot of things. It takes a lot of guts to stay in school. It's courage. It takes courage to get up every morning, and bravery and pushing yourself when you don't want to go to work, to supply food for yourself and your family. You can't go through life living on lies. Quite often, you just have to stand up and grab life by the throat and not let go until you succeed. Courage. You all have it. It's just pushing the red button.
And when I was going through Navy SEAL training, one thing I told myself, I wanted to quit every single day. But many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically, I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad, but that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much, I almost died with it. If I didn't find Navy SEALs and getting past that hump and overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm gonna end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
There's this thing about people, and they talk about manifesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're gonna do and being who they say they're gonna become. It's real. And there's no excuses, there's no fucking days off, there's no, not willing to grind and, you know, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of this and that and all this whining and you know, bullshit that a lot of people do these days. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want, they know who they are, and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
You know, I had to convince myself that I'm gonna make it, you know, regardless of how people felt at that time. And what it does is it makes you feel like, well, it made me feel like there's gonna be points that people are gonna mistake my confidence for arrogance because I've had to, they don't understand the process I went through and how much I had to believe in myself in order to make these things happen. I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Mm-hmm. Like, things that are meant to happen will. And if you believe in yourself enough, you can help yourself learn. You can inspire, you know, yourself in different ways where you can actually discipline yourself, mm-hmm. you know, to the point that you can become good enough.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save